This is Sheffield Live.
You are listening to The Squeak. Did I miss the start? Taking an alternative look at the week's news. I see you when I close my eyes. And chatting nonsense. Wanna lie, you ain't cool. Yeah. Plus, finding the very best new local music. Gotta tell you, my love. Sundays from 2 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Or listen online or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes by searching for The Squeak. Follow and tweet us on Twitter at The Squeak or like and comment at facebook.com/The Squeak. Gentlemen, your hosts, Luke Crofts and James Hargreaves. Walk the line.
Hello, welcome to The Squeak on Sunday, Sheffield Live.
Yeah, hello, my name's Luke Crofts.
I'm James Hargreaves.
And Paul Sellers has just put us off the start of the show. But it's okay.
To be fair, we put ourselves off the start list. Yeah, as we do every week.
Yeah, we were all... To be fair, though, if you've been listening to Absolute Radio this week, there's just been a plethora of mistakes. So it happens on national radio.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to us, it doesn't matter.
So you're basically admitting that you listen to Absolute Radio all week?
Yeah. Only the breakfast show.
All right.
And then the show after that.
There's something wrong with Sheffield Uprising on Sheffield Live, is there? Or...
No, but I can't get it. I can't get it.
You're travelling about.
Yeah, man. I'm travelling about. So once you get past the, as DJ Ski will tell you, the Crosspool antenna, you struggle to get hold of it. So, yeah.
DJ Ski, by the way, is here at 3 o'clock.
Yes. It's almost like an Irish surname. From 3 until 5 o'clock.
Indeed. And he gave us some apple pie last week.
He did. And I have to say, before we go any further, that apple pie was absolutely marvellous. It was a lovely pie. Got cinnamon on it, and I'm not normally a big fan of cinnamon, but I really, really enjoyed the pie.
Cinnamon on apple pie is the best. It's a must.
If you like cinnamon.
Yeah. But have you ever had French toast with cinnamon?
Well, no, because as I've just said, not a big fan of cinnamon.
You're not having it right, that's what I'm saying.
I don't eat loads of French toast, to be honest.
No?
No.
Bit of eggy bread?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, yeah. Yeah, but still not very often. I can't be bothered. Toast. Toast is fine.
Fair enough.
Anyway, how's your week been?
It's been good. I've had a really weird week. I've been doing lots of work, and then in between...
It's very weird.
Yeah, in between it all, I got the stems, so the little bits of music that make up Moby's latest single. So I did a remix of that.
So we've got new music from new... artist James Hargreaves.
Well,
have you got a stage name?
It's the DJ One name.
DJ One, yeah, DJ yeah. One. Yeah,
there you go. So it's been submitted for the actual remixes for Moby.
Cool,
interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've written down all the music that we've got today,
and then lost it,
and then completely lost it.
Wow.
But from memory, I know that we've got. Polka Dodge.
Yeah. Let's see if you can do all these from memory.
Okay. We've got Polka Dodge. We've got...
Think of a pop filter.
Yeah, I am. Parachute. Perishing.
Keep going.
No. Puddles. A parachute's right, isn't it?
Parachute's
got parachute right.
Right.
Yeah. And we've got the DJ One remix of... Oh, you see, I found it. Brilliant. Perfect parachute picture.
Yeah. Perfect parachute picture.
Went far away. And then a bit of Otis Mensa later on.
Yep.
So a bit of a varying show, to be honest.
Yeah, some Sheffield hip-hop at the end.
Yeah.
Ready
yeah.
for DJ Ski coming in at 3.
Yeah.
DJ Ski at 3. Rhymes.
You're a poet. You don't know it.
There you go.
Please get in touch on the Twitter. We are at The Squeak. That's our handle. Or facebook.com/The Squeak. Let us know what you're up to. Have you seen The Scary Clowns?
Not personally, but I've seen of it.
They've actually... I mean, it's crazy. People have been basically dressing up as clowns and scaring people. So much so that people have been calling the emergency services, and now that the police are warning that anybody caught doing it could now potentially be arrested.
What for? What's illegal about it?
I don't know.
There's absolutely... Unless you're doing something illegal doing it.
I'm guessing
like dressing up as a clown and standing on a street is not illegal.
I'm guessing it could be sort of like antisocial behaviour.
How? If you're going to do that for someone dressing up as a clown, then you have to do it for somebody wearing jeans and a t-shirt or a hijab or whatever else. It's confounded me, this, or dumbfounded me, because, like, it's people dressed as clowns. Yeah, it's a bit of a laugh that some people have been doing it at night and stuff like that. And yeah, fair enough. In America, people have done it near schools and things like that to intimidate the kids, but...
Do you find clowns scary?
No.
I don't.
Not even after watching It.
I've never watched that, obviously.
I didn't think you would have. They're actually making a new version, so you'll be able to watch a new one soon.
Oh, right. Well, probably not watched that either. But yeah, no, people like that get frightened by clowns and that. It's really strange. I don't... I mean, obviously, you know, I'm not saying it's wrong. I just don't get it. So the whole scary clown thing... As a craze, it just baffles me completely.
Me too.
Don't get it. Have you got nothing better to do?
I find it quite amusing that there's people stood around dressed as clowns.
Well, they're either... I can't do it. I'm going to offend somebody.
You know, the worst thing about it is that real clowns are now losing work because of it. Honestly, it was a big thing the other day.
Really?
In the paper, yeah. Clowns have found that their bookings have gone down. And also, getting to and from places dressed as a clown is quite difficult when everybody's there trying to beat you up because you're dressed as a clown.
That must be a real custard pie in the face.
My favourite one, though, was a guy dressed as Batman that went to beat up a clown. So we're going complete full circle now. We've got the comic book heroes taking down the clowns, you know, just like the Joker.
Yeah. So it's almost like Only Fools and Horses, sort of, you know, but rehashed.
That scene on Only Fools and Horses, by the way, that...
Fantastic.
The Batman and Robin scene is one of probably two times I can remember where I've laughed so hard I've actually fell off the chair.
Only Fools and Horses for me is just timeless. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love watching it. There's not many things that make me laugh on telly anymore, but I can watch that and it just takes me back to my youth and I love it.
Hmm.
My younger youth.
Your younger youth. I'm going to say you're hardly...
I'm going to say...
You're hardly a pensioner.
I like to think I'm still youthful. Yeah. Oh.
Maybe so, but you're quite old in yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, in myself. In myself. How is he's all right, but how is he in himself? What does that mean? I know what you mean.
Older than your years suggest.
Yeah.
For instance, coming in today in the car, you were playing Tom Jones.
I think Tom Jones is a fantastic artist. Sir Tom Jones.
Huh. Yeah.
We were playing Tom Jones on the way in last week as well.
We were. It seems to be a favourite of yours.
I like Tom Jones. Off his 2008 or 9 24 Hours album.
Yeah.
Faith just tweeted us in. I don't know why. I mean, I know why, but I don't understand the significance. Oh, it's Only Fools and Horses.
Yeah, throw him in the back.
Yeah,
the driver.
That was the Beanie to Margate when the radio was giving off fumes and they thought he was drunk.
Yeah,
just throw him in the back.
The Jolly Boys outing.
Yeah. That's
the one.
Remember
that one? Classic.
Yeah,
I do love a good comedy.
Back onto the crazy clowns, killer clowns, scary clowns, whatever.
They're not killer clowns.
They're not killer clowns.
That crazy, to be honest.
That was something that Paul Sellers texted me yesterday, that's why. They're not killer clowns, they're just idiots. What sort of does... Have you got any phobias or things that scare you? Irrational fears, maybe?
Probably my worst one would be heights, but I'm even not that bad with heights.
I don't think that's irrational, though. That's fairly common, isn't it?
Well, you shouldn't be afraid of the heights. You should be afraid of the falling.
Well, yeah, falling to your, you know, certain death. Death again. We're just saying, we've had somebody...
Talking about killer clowns.
We've had somebody, a student in from Hallam, just doing a bit of a recce about community radio and how it works and the pitfalls and, you know... And he said, what do you tend to talk about? And it just tends to be death, doesn't it?
Yeah, it always comes,
always
down
comes
to
back
death.
To death. You initiated that one, though, with a falling.
Yeah.
I linked falling to death.
Yeah, I didn't. I think it's you all the time. I can suggest something and all of a sudden you just come out with death.
Yeah, well, you sort of put me in the right direction.
Yeah.
But one of my mates is scared of buttons.
Buttons?
Buttons, yeah.
The things that fasten things.
Mm, yeah. So when it comes to polo shirts, forget it. Or shirts. It's just T-shirts.
There's so many questions.
I know. I don't know.
What does he wear? What about his jeans? Does his jeans not have a button on them? Does he have those little latch things that hooks over the other one?
Maybe. Probably zip and a latch, maybe. I don't know. I've never really... I just remember we went out on a night out once, and I think we got football shirts on. So he said, oh, we're going to have to get changed. So I went, right, I'll get you a T-shirt. And I got him a polo shirt, and he went, oh, no, I can't have that. It's got buttons on it.
Right.
So that when I say irrational, that's irrational for me.
I don't understand how you can go through life without any buttons whatsoever.
Neither do I. Let us know if you've got any irrational fears.
Carl Maloney's wife does haberdashery and stuff, doesn't she? So
she does, and she's making some really good stuff at the moment.
Yeah. I bet she's been able to substitute buttons for latches or zips or something.
By the way, just had a tweet in from Carl Maloney, by the way.
He's playing cards.
Enjoy yourself. That's all I'll say to that. This is Polka Dodge with Bassline, just coming up to 12 minutes past 2, to be extremely specific. You're listening to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Polka Dodge with Bassline.
Yeah, and they sold out the rocking chair last night.
Oh, did they?
Polka Dodge, yeah. In the back.
Did we see him at Tramlines?
No, not this year. I saw him last year, but... Was it last year? Or the year before? It was the year before, I think.
Don't know.
They're really good live. Pretty awesome band to go and see live. And every song is really catchy and poppy and like you can get along with.
Well, I like that one. I like the last one that we played as well. So,
yeah.
Check them out. Indeed. Polka Dodge. Yeah, irrational fears. Let us know your irrational fears.
Yeah, well, DJ Ski actually texted me.
Oh, is he? Yeah. That texts me.
Again, he was on about the falling thing, and he says it's not the fall, it's a sudden stop that you should be scared of.
It's pretty much what I said.
Yeah.
Death, yeah. Well, if you're listening, thanks, because Sheffield Wednesday are playing today. Currently 1-0up against Huddersfield Town. Yeah. Are they top of the league, Huddersfield? Or were they before the start of the game?
I think they were, yeah. But, you know, Huddersfield, wow. People could be listening on the podcast, in which case. That's mightily irrelevant, but...
Yeah.
And they're still playing?
Yeah.
All right.
No.
No, it's full-time.
No, they're not. They won
1-0.
1-1-0.
Yeah. So if you're listening on the podcast...
It still makes no difference. You're still listening after the event. Yeah.
Indeed.
Ah, well, on to football, and Sheffield related as well. Told Ched Evans has been found not guilty after a retrial.
Oh, here we go.
What? He has?
He has been found not guilty. But there's some extreme views that you could have on this.
Controversial.
Yeah, as we've seen online on Twitter and stuff.
I've not seen much about it on Twitter, you know. Oh. I don't think I've been...
You've been looking in the wrong places, mate.
Maybe just not looking.
Yeah, it is quite controversial. And, you know, all the women's campaigners and stuff are up in arms about it. Some people are saying it'll set back, you know, like rape cases, like 30 years and stuff in some cases, people are saying. It's a very interesting one, because you got to respect the word of the law, and, you know, legal process has been applied, and fair enough, he's innocent on that basis.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens now, because he could be entitled to compensation.
Yeah, could be, potentially.
Not to sound too much like a PPI advert there. But he could be, because he was out of the game.
Mr. Compensator.
I have not. Do you know, I was out with my, just on a tangent completely, I was out on a day out in Manchester with my boss, and Mr. Compensator was on the side of a bus in Manchester.
Was he?
Yeah. And I was like, why don't we play him anymore?
What does he look like?
Just an advert. It just said Mr. Compensator.
Oh, right, so it wasn't actually Mr. Compensator himself?
No.
They must be missing a trick there, then.
What, you thinking they could go like Barry Scott-esque and create a character?
Yeah, with that deep voice that was on the advert.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, back to Ched Evans. And he's not guilty, right? He's absolutely not guilty. Fine, the law says that.
Can you have a retrial? Or does that not work?
No, not this way around. So that's it now. That's the end of the whole process. So yeah, he's not guilty, but he is actually a horrible, reprehensible human being, isn't he?
When allegedly.
No, in my opinion, he is.
Yeah, not the views of Sheffield Live.
Yeah.
Just James Hargreaves.
He is. Look at the things that he did. Like, look at the story. I'm not going to go through it, but look at the story of that evening and what happened and what he did and the circumstances and everything that led to this. What a horrible, horrible man.
Yeah, yeah, you know, you're not saying he's, like, glittered in gold, are you?
No. Yes. What gets me, though, is... There's, like, people are saying it's, like, football rivalries and, you know, like, there's fans of his who will stick up for that behaviour. And that just, that absolutely baffles me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at it, the trial aside, he's still cheating on his girlfriend, isn't he?
Yeah, and the circumstances in which he did it, it's utterly, utterly bizarre.
Do you think there's a bigger issue in that... Faith Shaughness has tweeted as in, she agrees. Can't read the full tweet, of course, with it being Faith. I do think there is definitely a case of footballers seeing themselves as above the law.
Not necessarily above the law. I think there's a laddish culture that comes with football, and they think it's acceptable to be that way in a lot of respects. Obviously, not all footballers are even like that, but... there's obviously some kind of lad culture that was going on there. And that can be down to, like, that can also be levelled at things like bands and music and anybody in a position of, like, fame to some extent. Look at the Donald Trump comments last week. Like, just...
Yeah.
Apparently because you're famous, you can do whatever you want to women. Right. And ironically, I've seen some people who have been jumping on the fact that Donald Trump said that and saying, oh, Donald Trump, he's a horrible man. Like, he shouldn't be able to say this. He shouldn't say that you can grab women and do whatever to them. And then, two days later, they're then defending Ched Evans for what he's done on that night.
Yeah.
Absolute idiots.
Are we going on to Donald Trump?
We can do.
I don't want it to be the... Let's take
the whole world on tonight.
I'm conscious that it's going to be the Donald Trump week every week, but some of the things he's coming out with now is, what did he say? He's saying now that he thinks he should have a drugs test before every debate because yeah. he thinks Hillary's too pumped up and she's on something.
Yeah, apparently at the start of the debate she looks pumped up and ready to go, and then at the end of the debate, surprisingly, you know, an exhausting live kind of 90-minute debate, she looks tired.
What, after she's had 2 hours with Donald Trump giving her grief? Yeah, I think I would be and all.
There's only, to be honest, she has a harder job than Donald Trump in those debates because she has to battle an idiot.
Well, I think it's bizarre because when you think about it, she's actually, you know, a politician, like her or not.
Yeah.
She's had a career as a politician and people view her as a politician. It's almost like Donald Trump gets his own playing field because
yeah.
he's not a politician and he's used to coming out, used to him saying these ridiculous things.
So
when he does it, it's not as impactful. If Hillary was to come out and say, right, I think you're on drugs, Donald, you need to have a drugs test, they'd be going balmy.
Yeah, he gets a bye because there's nothing ridiculous he can't say that people would just go, yeah, that's a Donald Trump thing to say, that. Absolutely nothing. And this is someone that a bunch of Americans want as the leader of the biggest free power in the world.
Mm. And he's not, you know, he's trailing in the polls, but not by much.
I think last time I saw it was like 9 points, wasn't it, or something?
Oh, was it? I was quite, it was something
I think that
like,
was after the debate.
Right.
So he trailed by 9 points, I think, at one point. But now he's also saying that the election's rigged against him, so...
Yeah. It's funny, because he's encouraging people to go out and vote, but then again, the person that doesn't think they're going to win probably would do that
yeah.
more, so... Mm. Not doing it for the right reason.
Yeah. There's a clip of Michelle Obama who did a speech this week, and basically her speech was quite good, and it was about the things he said about women and things like that. But at the end of it, she said, like, encouraging people to vote, just like, a vote for Donald Trump, or a vote, not voting at all, is a vote for him anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, well, so, potentially.
It's interesting because Hillary's not a nice person either, in my opinion.
Well,
I'm just hating on everyone today, it's great.
Yeah, Shall we have another song?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Get your pop shield out.
Your PPP.
Perfect parachute picture.
How they come up with these names, I don't know. You listen to The Squeak on 93.2 FM. Keep your tweets coming in on Twitter. We are at The Squeak.
Yeah.
perfect parachute picture.
Yeah, that's called Faces. They're playing the rocking chair on the 29th, along with And the Hangnails and Heads Off. And only £2 entry for that one, so...
Tell us a bit more about them, then, because I've not come across
Sheffield
those.
Band. They've not done much in Sheffield for a while, to be honest, but they got that new song out, and they're currently touring, so I think they're doing 3 dates, and the Sheffield one is the homecoming kind of thing. 29th of October, £2 entry. Nice little fee to get in. Like it.
Cool.
Like what they're doing.
Just had a tweet from Carl Maloney. I think we're going back to the scary clown's irrational fears. There is a black scary clown in my driveway. I'm scared. And it's a picture of his cat.
Yeah, it's a cat.
It's a cat. It's fine. Is it Fernando or is it... what's the other one called? I've forgotten the name of his other cat. Terrible.
It's in my head. It's a silly name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I say silly. Yeah, just Carl is silly.
Not the views of Sheffield Live, just James Hargreaves. Fernando and... Because they're both boys, so it's a girl's name.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
For some reason I've got Rose in my head, but it's not
No,
Rose.
It's not. It begins with L, I'm sure it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Carl, tell us what your cat's called. And that isn't a clown, it's a black cat.
Should we retweet it?
Do it.
Yeah.
Went to Carl's house the other week. It's quite a nice little house.
Is it Lola?
No, not quite Lola, is it? Close. Yeah, his house is literally about 20 yards from the house I grew up in.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm just conscious that Carl's completely hijacked the show with his cat. Oh, dear. Right, so you used to live up there then?
Yeah, I grew up in the house about 20 yards away from his house.
Wowza.
Rita. I said it was R.
I told you it was L. Lita.
Lita.
That's the...
Leroy.
Rita, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, even Faith is shouting at us on the tweets now, saying it's
Cat
Rita.
Tweets. It's Rita.
Wow. We get more tweets from people about cats. It's like the internet in here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. We just need to do some crazy cat things.
Very cat heavy. We call our mom Crazy Cat Lady, you know.
Yeah.
Because she used to have a lot of cats, cat ornaments, cat. I'd say, what do you want for your birthday, Mum? Something cattish.
Yeah.
Are you going on holiday? Bring him back something cattish. Not even a word, is it? Mum made the word.
Apparently Donald Trump likes cats as well. Keeps on grabbing them.
Is this the word substitution game?
Your face.
Oh, dear.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on swiftly. Just while we're on the subject of presidential candidates,
yep.
I saw something which caught my attention, and it was an article on the gifts that President Obama received when he was in office. Well, obviously, still in office. Obviously, when people have state visits or whatever. Oh, just had a text in from Joanne Tingle following the cat theme. Mm-hmm. Her mum's cat is 22 years old.
Yeah, Leo.
Leo.
See, I remembered that cat name.
Told you it was L.
Yeah, that's an L.
Definitely L. Bet me life on it that it's L.
22, that's
Rita.
A good innings, that, isn't it?
It's for a cat. Because I know dogs age 7 years faster than humans. Do cats as well?
Well...
Because that'd make him like 140,
it's a bit of a,
150 odd.
A bit of a silly myth, though, isn't it? Because, let's face it, they age exactly the same speed that we do. Because
the
measurement of time is just the same.
No, what internally... So your organs will age 7 years quicker.
No, that's they why won't, they don't because live as our long. Organs exist exactly the same amount of time as we do.
No, I don't mean
it's
that.
It's one of those crazy things
I don't
that people
mean
say.
I'm not saying the time travellers. Well, he's 105 years in cat years, according to
Wow.
Joanne, so it's true.
I think that you should send off and try and get him a letter from the Queen.
Yeah, that's something you'd do that and all, isn't it?
Oh,
you'd probably get one.
And if I didn't, I would write a sternly worded letter.
I'm glad you said that and not something else, because we will be killed by the SAS at some point.
Yeah, probably. Either that or Chet Evans will sue us first, but whichever.
Well, you. I distance myself immediately. But yeah, some of the gifts that Obama received. Now, what would you, if somebody was coming to visit you, what would you think was a nice gift?
Well, if they came to Sheffield, I'd probably give them a bottle of Henderson's Relish.
Mm-hmm.
And
a bottle of beer from one of the many breweries that we've got.
Maybe. And something, a stainless steel bracelet from Dahlia Sheffield. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of advertising.
That's
there.
The cable bracelet from Bailey Sheffield. I'd give him one of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's published a list of gifts. Now, one of the things that they've received, both him and the First Lady, they've received matching Dutch bicycles.
Dutch bicycles?
Mm. Which is nice, but when it, you know... When
is a Dutch bicycle just one bicycle? Because when you go Dutch, that's like sharing something, isn't it?
Is it not the one with two seats and two sets of pedals, but on one bike?
Yeah, that's what I'm
thinking. Is that what it is?
I don't know. I'm just in my head, going Dutch is to share something. Like you shared a bill. If you're going Dutch at a restaurant, you're sharing the bill.
Oh, right. Well, it will be then, won't it? I would imagine.
Yeah.
Mm.
Interesting.
Dutch bicycle, yeah.
So why do they need a matching pair of Dutch bicycles?
Well, it can't be then. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a pair, would it?
Maybe for the kids.
How many kids have you got?
I don't know.
I should know. I've got the article here. Didn't say. Well, it was just for him and his wife. So the kids aren't allowed on that basis.
Maybe they need it for their Secret Service agent to ride along with them.
Well, King Salman of Saudi gave him a horse sculpture. Made from gold-plated sterling silver diamonds, don't know what that says, yellow sapphires, rubies, lots of jewels on it.
Horse sculpture.
So if you think about our herd of Sheffield,
yeah.
It's just a posher one of them and a different animal.
Yeah, I wonder if he wears a Where was that?
Where?
Where did he get it from?
Saudi King Salman.
From Saudi. I wonder if he wears a T-shirt saying, I went to Saudi and all I got was this lousy gold-plated elephant.
It was a horse. It was a horse.
Oh, yeah, horse.
Well, its value was estimated at nearly, well, over $500,000. So...
Wow.
Yeah.
But he's not allowed to keep all this stuff, is he? He has to go...
No, so that's the thing. So he gets given all these gifts, but he's not allowed to accept it because he's in an official job, so he has to turn it over to the government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gifts over a certain amount, I
believe.
Well,
the Emir of Qatar gave the Obamas two gold-plated bird clock mechanisms worth $110,000 each. I bet that'd be a nice gift, actually.
Wow, yeah.
Well, at that price, yeah, but I mean, like, yeah. I mean, like, to look at, I bet they'd be quite nice. Each of the 9-inch chaffinches tweets, turns, and flaps its wings once per hour. Chaffinch.
Yeah.
Made me laugh.
It's like when you stand in Orchard Square looking up and you wait every 15 minutes for the little man to come out in Orchard Square. Have you done that?
Like can't say I have, no.
No, it's something that, for some reason, we used to do it as kids.
We used
to either go to the fish tank in the hole in the road when that was there, or we used to go to Orchard Square when that was built and watch the clock man and woman come out every 15 minutes or something. My mum must have been enthralled with us as kids.
I was going to say, I bet she was just glad to get you out of the house.
Indeed.
Well, David Cameron, so consider how much those values were. So with $500,000 for the horse, $110,000 for the gold-plated chaffinches.
Chaffinches.
Chaffinches. David Cameron gave Barack Obama a framed etching of Stonehenge, valued at a mere £1,700.
Wow. Still, at £1,700, I'd take that.
Yeah, I think that'd look quite nice above my fireplace, actually.
Yeah.
Mm.
Stonehenge.
What are you doing? Just singing again.
That's from Spinal Tap. You ever seen No, you've of course you haven't seen Spinal Tap. Why do I ask this all the time?
Don't bother. No. Do you know what Prince Harry gave him?
A high five.
No, a signed and framed photograph of himself.
What a lad.
But in the report, it's recorded as Prince Henry of Wales. So they got the name wrong in the report anyway.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Prince Henry of Wales.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Some mixed bag of gifts. Yeah. Just caught my eye. Thought I'd read it out. This is the James Hargreaves DJ One remix. It's Don't Leave Me. Moby and the Void Pacific Choir.
Got it right.
Just read it off this piece of paper.
fight for me. Fight, you want it more than me.
DJ One remix.
There's quite a funny story behind that.
I was going to say it. How did that come about? Tell us.
It was basically like you can get like stems from various stems are like all the different bits of recording that an artist does for a song. So like you'll get just the guitars, just the drums, just the vocal and stuff like that. And every so often, artists will send them out to certain people to remix. And
right.
Then you submit it, and then it gets considered for actual release. And so I got this, and I thought, oh, it's Moby. I used to love Moby.
I like Moby very much.
Like, if you think back to when he did, like, Go, and then he did the Play album, and...
Like, We're All Made of Stars is one of my favourites.
But with this one, I kind of read a bit about what it's all about, and he... The whole thing is about animal rights and stuff like that. So the video for the official song has like covert footage of animals being treated badly. And so when I first got it, I thought, oh, I'm going to do this like banging dance remix of that. And then when I thought, actually, it's about animal cruelty, so I don't really want to have some kind of stomping dance tune. So I just stripped it all back, took all the electronic bits out and remixed it into like a punk anthem instead.
How long did it take you then to do that?
A few hours to do that properly.
Well, that's not bad.
Obviously, it's all recorded for you, isn't it? So,
well, yeah, I suppose.
It's about then just
layering it,
chopping it up, and layering it, and putting it how you want to, and then adding any other extra bits you want to.
So, you are a shining example of people that can send music in that they've created, basically.
Good segue.
Thank you. Yeah. So, if you are in a band or you know anybody that wants the music played on the radio. Get in touch, send it to us at The Squeak, get in touch with us at The Squeak on Twitter, facebook.com/The Squeak. Are there any other gems that you've made then, James?
Not for years. I used to do it years ago. I'm talking like probably about 10 years ago, if not longer. And I just saw this one come up, and I only really picked it up because it was Moby.
Okay.
Moby's a bit of a legend for me.
Yeah, have you seen the new Bourne film?
No, I've not yet.
Because he's done another one of the Extreme Ways remixes for the new film, which is pretty cool.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I read that interview with him, and he says he's no longer commercially viable, so he's literally just... And
rehashing his old stuff.
He knows that, so he's just releasing what he wants to release now. So his latest album, which was out on Friday, it's got a lot of Moby-type stuff on it, but it's a bit more punkier and a bit more politically motivated, I think.
Why is he not commercially viable?
He's like 50-odd years old, and he's doing a genre of music which died probably 10 or 15 years ago, didn't it, properly, commercially.
Wow.
So
he's still got fans, though, hasn't he?
If you think back to, like, 1999, Play sold, like, 15 million copies or something, and every single song on that was remixed and licensed for TV and film and stuff.
Yeah.
And then after that, it dropped down to 4 million for his next album, and then, like, just bits and bats for albums since that. A legendary name, but it just doesn't sell. Music doesn't sell anymore, does it?
Well, no, I suppose. It's a shame, because, I think everyone would love him to do some new stuff, wouldn't they? He's still got fans.
Yeah.
It's just the way, just stating it. Anyway, We'd sort of been mentioning it probably will happen from following on from the EU referendum.
World War III?
No. No, not quite. The Scottish independence. Nicola Sturgeon saying that she's, well, she's looking at doing another referendum vote.
Yeah, she's preparing for it, isn't she? It's, again, an interesting thing because we could all see this coming after the Brexit vote. And the way that we voted, like, they want to be independent. Why not let them know? Or at least have a proper vote on it.
Yeah, I suppose. But it's not... How long is it since we had the last one? A couple of years?
4 years, is it?
Oh, is it? Oh, God, that's gone quick.
3 or 4 years.
Oh, time flies, doesn't it? Yeah. But, yeah, she's told the Scottish National Party conference that a draft bill will be published next week, so could potentially have a second vote.
But it's also a lot of posturing because in Westminster they've got a lot of negotiating to do about certain things, so basically Nicola Sturgeon can go to Theresa May now and say, well, if you don't give us what we want, then we're going to put this referendum bill in front of you again.
I seem to remember from the last one, there's quite a lot of companies that are based in Scotland that would cause problems. Is that right?
Yeah, it's exactly the same scenario as the Brexit vote.
Just on a smaller scale.
Yeah, just on the... Well, for Scotland, it's Scotland was with Britain for a long time. A lot of that was to do with the EU. Like, the referendum vote for Scottish independence didn't come sooner because Britain was in the EU. So now Britain has left the EU, then Scotland is like, well,
right.
If Britain's going to be independent, then we may as well be our own independent country.
What do you think will happen?
In the short term, not a lot, I think. It's going to be, as I say, a lot of posturing and bargaining behind the scenes at Westminster and lots of threats of, yeah, we'll push this bill past you if you don't give us what we want. And I think down the line, eventually it's going to happen, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, what will it have much impact for us? Because, you know, it'll still be part of the...
Potentially, well, because Scotland is a large part of British economy as well. And then think about it, if Scotland goes independent, then why won't Wales go independent? And let's not even start with the big, like, massive problem that would be Northern Ireland.
It's all a bit depressing, really, isn't it?
Yeah. It is indeed, but it's interesting. It's all gonna, we're gonna have these kind of conversations for the next 10, 15 years, I reckon.
Maybe
that's our life sorted now.
That's it. Take it or leave it.
Did you see the clip of the guy who phoned in to LBC, James O'Brien on LBC, about Brexit and said that he voted for Brexit?
No, I didn't.
It's really good. Like, search it out. It's James O'Brien on LBC with the guy that was questioned about laws after Brexit, and basically said that he initially said he voted to leave the EU because of laws, because of European law.
Yeah.
So James O'Brien said, well, can you point out to me
which laws you weren't happy
with? Which laws you want to prevent?
Yeah.
The guy couldn't answer it. No. He was like, well, tell you what, I'll give you a chance. Name me one law that you want to repeal coming out of Europe. And he couldn't name anything. And eventually, after 7 minutes, it came down to, actually, he was annoyed with it, immigration.
Right. Okay, so a completely different argument.
Yeah, and then his argument about immigration was that he didn't want to go through his town centre and see mobs of immigrants, which begs the question of, how does he know they're immigrants for a start? And secondly, it's mobs he's scared of, not immigrants. So maybe we should deal with the mobs and not just cut our nose off to spite our face.
Yeah, because a lot of people that come here do the jobs that we need people to do.
Yeah.
You know, that's fine, isn't it?
It's a very interesting argument. That James O'Brien on LBC... It's well worth following LBC's Facebook page because his videos are generally brilliant. Unfortunately, you also get Katie Hopkins on there because she's on there now.
No, dear.
Yeah.
Disaster.
What a horrible woman.
She nearly won Celebrity Big Brother a couple of years ago. She actually, you know, I think she did it to sort of show people that she weren't actually as horrible as everyone thinks she is.
Yeah.
Did you not watch it then, James? No.
I watched a bit of that series.
Oh, did you?
And tended to hate her.
Yeah.
Even more.
Oh, right. Bad times.
Even more, yeah.
What, just worse as the series went on?
She's the Ched Evans of women.
Oh, God. That's
just people.
That is some comparison.
The annoying thing about her is that she only exists. She's only famous for having an alternative, like, opinion to other people. And it's not that she believes those opinions generally, I don't think. I think she just says them for the sake of having that opinion.
What, just to be controversial?
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
Colin Maloney's tweeted, he says he loves James O'Brien and recommends his podcast. I've not listened to his podcast, so I'll give that a go.
Mm. And if you haven't come across our podcast, we are on Acast and iTunes.
Yeah, search for The Squeak. Mm. T-H-E-S-Q-W-E-E-K.
I'm glad you spelled it
wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say. Spelled it wrong, but at least you can remember how to spell it, unlike me.
It's all funky.
Should we have a bit of funky? At least you can find it, if you spell it right.
Yes.
Should we have a bit of Otis Mensa?
Yeah, a bit of Sheffield hip-hop. Let's do it.
Last song of the day before DJ Ski gets here at 3. You listen to The Squeak.
As a teen, I spent most of my summers alone. I was writing, I was dreaming, I was working on poems. I didn't have many friends that were calling my phone. Matter of fact, saying that, I still don't.
Writing raps, that's all you do.
Now I've been studying too the culture in hip-hop news. I've given most of my life to this music. Some might say it's a nuisance, or some might say it's my muse. I'm most definitely not amused. I've been dodging nooses at night by bumping these songs in the noon. I'm steady trying to be a leader, but my fears are pouring, these tears are falling. Of course I'm not losing my cause of calling, or dimming the right side of my brain that causes this urge of performing. Here's a story of a dream that I found dead in the morgue. I told him, get up, start walking, no rest for the respiratory, no the respites for the week or the end of the week. And every day for me is a Monday, so my visions are roaring. I give a damn about first impressions. Welcome to my obsession. I guess my only confession is that I think I'm the freshest. I could sell my soul for a dream, but that won't buy me no seconds, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't hide this depression. I understand life's a blessing, and I'm counting my blessings. I've come to think my life's a studio session. The problem is too many people wanna try my profession. I swear that this is my essence. You couldn't school me a lesson. It's like I'm going round a cycle of infinite regression. Trying to implement these methods to share my view of my message. It's not about selling records, cause I feel that I was beckoned. You see, I think this is my purpose, so I'ma make you respect it. And this is for all my kids with a dream and a goal. Don't let go, keep it afloat, don't go with the flow. Know your body's just a vehicle to carry the soul, so ensure that your mind is strong enough to paddle the boat. Every rhyme has a reason, not every house is a home. And everybody gets lonely, so in that you're not alone. You can swim against the tide if your spirit's indomitable. Persistence is honorable, this industry's unconscionable. But a driven mind's unstoppable. This here's for the culture, so don't let them vultures stop you with no obstacles.
This world will turn you
upside down, inside out, down and out.
On this route, round and round. I pray your pain is gone, and your will is strong, and your word is bond, and your life is long, and you keep on keeping on, 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 and you keep on keeping on. When everybody says put it down, then you probably should quit. When everybody pulls you down, spiraling deep in a niche. The only time I'll happily admit that ignorance is bliss. You see, you probably should ignore them, they don't know how you live.
The more they prod you with folly, the more they form a Hendrix. See, you were born for this, it's a calling caught in appalling mist. Let them taunt you and scorn you, we survived in the depths of this. I've got no problem second guessing the pessimist, along with anybody aiming for anything less than excellence. My lethal weapon is intelligence, aggressiveness shows the weak and use prevalent. This the antidepressant, present whenever I step to this. This is forever, the best of us survived the weather from the beginning, like Genesis, on to the next, like Exodus. A breath of fresh air that's causing breathlessness. This that development, like arrested. See, I invested in my vision. Snarl and niggle all you want, there's no stopping this mission. Stairs to the stars filled with snares. The start of the day is me starting a sentence. These dreams are restless and they're relentless. It's mad.
This world will turn you
upside down, inside out, down and out.
On this route, round and round. This world will turn you
upside down, inside out, down and out.
On this route, round. I pray your pain is gone, and your will is strong, and your word is bond, and your life is long, and you keep on keeping on, 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 and you keep on keeping on.
Do you believe in God?
My policy is the separation of spirit and silicon.
So, a bit of Sheffield hip-hop there. Otis Mensah, his new EP called Computers Outside is out now. Quite enjoyed that. A bit of a chilled hip-hop rap thing.
Yeah, varied show it's been today, but yeah. Pretty cool. Where can people check them out, James?
Otis Mensah is on Facebook and everywhere as normal, but that EP is out on SoundCloud.
So oh, nice.
You can go and just stream it on there.
All for free?
Yeah, well, to stream, yeah. I believe you can buy it on... I think it might be Bandcamp or something, but...
There you go.
Have a look around.
So complete... So all Sheffield bands today?
Yeah, yeah.
With a James Hargreaves remix?
With Moby in there. So New York as Sheffield, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean Moby. I meant the fact that you'd remixed it, obviously, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, DJ Skis here. With time to spare, how you doing?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah.
What do you think is apple pie,
I nearly called me James.
It's going to be little Luke and big James in future. I won't get it.
I loved the apple pie.
Kathy's listening.
Oh, I loved it. It was really nice. Stop looking at me. I really enjoyed it.
There's a but. There isn't.
He did say it earlier in the show that he didn't like cinnamon.
I didn't say it in the show. I said it on the way in. I said nothing on air.
A woman slaved over an hot stove.
It was a lovely pie. I liked it.
For the record, I love all food, whether it's got cinnamon in it or not.
And you look like you love all food.
Exactly.
That's how you should look.
I'm a proper man.
You've got a food-based T-shirt on.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, I'd not noticed that.
Come on, beat me for the last hour.
I know, yeah. Sorry. What have you got coming up on your show then, Rob?
Well, you've had all Sheffield bands today. It's Black History Month, so I'm having all UK-based reggae artists from The Specials through to Steel Pulse, Bitter Aswad, Musical Youth,
UB40. Oh.
Well, if that's what a lot of people think, but the first album, 1980, Signing Off. You ever heard that album?
Yes.
No. Yeah.
That is an unbelievable album. I think that is one of the best albums of that year of all genres.
Oh, well, there you go.
Have a listen. It's a really good album. I've got two tracks from there. Now, I mean, the thing about UB40, yeah, they're very commercial, but they helped a lot of old Jamaican artists get royalties from songs that people thought were never existed or were dead. So that's why I like them. But I don't play a lot of the stuff.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Well, DJ Ski's
up. It's a good lineup of music that for today.
Yeah, stay tuned.
DJ Ski is one of the best shows on Sheffield Live, I think.
I think.
DJ Ski thinks so. Yeah.
I'd probably say, you know, us, DJ Ski and Paul Sellers.
Yeah, Sundays on Sheffield Live.
Sundays.
Up there with me.
Apparently, yeah. Hey, we get at least three listeners. Every week.
I might get between 2 and 4. I had something from Spain last week.
Did you? Yeah.
Spain, wow.
We get people from Macedonia.
I have people in Poland.
We get people from Bosnia.
I have people in Jamaica.
You win.
And America.
Wow.
Excellent.
It's not a competition, you know.
Apparently it is. No. Stay tuned. If you've got, if you're still in on your Sunday afternoon, then stay tuned for DJ Ski. Time for us to go. We're back next week, same time, 2 o'clock. If you've missed us, catch us on the podcast.
Bye.